You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's the 1st of December and it's the traditional Friday fair of an 8-race programme at Dundalk. Andy Holding here, looking ahead towards what should be a very competitive card as ever. Lots of big fields and quite a few horses that are running to a very good standard here at the moment on the time figures. We know that Clear Skies is in great nick and Aggression in the 6 o'clock, and there are several others that do look very intriguing and appetising bets here tonight, courtesy of their general overall well-being at the moment. We start with a 5-furlong 2-year-old contest where the full complement go to the start of 14 for this 5:30. And although that it's all a joke, he's a fairly short price favourite here and could easily improve upon what it's already done so far in 3 starts to date. I'm going to go with Snowpatch from the Darren Bunyan stable, who I think has run to a very good level already here at Ireland's only all-weather track. That fourth behind War Hero and Bella Signora was a very, very fast time for the grade here a few weeks ago. And if she can repeat that performance, dropping back to the minimum of 5 furlongs, I have no reason to suggest that this horse won't act over the minimum trip then. I do think she's going to be there or thereabouts here tonight. She showed bright pace through that contest as well, which leads me down the route of her tonight. She's got a good draw as well, right in the middle, so hopefully she can come down the centre of the track in the home straight. So all roads lead each way anyway at the prices to Snowpatch in the first, around about 7-1.
Race 2.
On to the 6 o'clock, and a very competitive handicap, even though we've only got the 7 runners going to post. We've got the third clash between Alfredo Arcano and Aggression to ponder over. And then if you chuck into the mix, 1 Over You, and the very intriguing Captain Dion having its first run for New Connections. And I think we've got a pretty mouth-watering affair, you'd have to suggest. Obviously, Alfredo Arcano came out best here when the front two in the market last met, but Aggression was a bit unlucky that day. He was out the handicap and he was a good 6 or 7 lengths off the pace due to a slow beginning, and he did really well to obviously get the winning margin down to just the nose at the line. So I do think morally Aggression was the best horse in the race that day, and Michael O'Callaghan's 5-year-old went on to prove that theory correct with a smooth victory here last week when once again very slowly out of the stalls in the hands of a £10 apprentice, but he absolutely rattled home down the middle. He's really clocking some good sectionals down the lane, this horse. So if he can just break cleanly tonight, and obviously there's a smaller field, so he's probably not going to be as far as behind and to stretch as he was the last time, that he's got every chance, certainly, of gunning down Alfredo Arcano, and of course, 1 Over You is likely to make the running. So Aggression, I've got to stick with him while the sort of like the coals and the fires are burning brightly, and go with him again.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:30 then, which looks a fairly disappointing maiden on paper, even more so if you analyse the claims of Peace Officer, who's the head of the market this morning. He's had quite a few chances here at Dundalk, and albeit he's run to a fair level, he is, after all, only rated 66. There's a good chance there might be one or two lurkers to come pick his pocket here. And I quite like Gauguin Barra from the Mickey Halford stable. Now, we haven't seen this horse since last year in October, so clearly he's had one or two issues, but that performance when he was 7th behind Grorain from the Henry de Bromhead stable certainly reads well on paper. The winner, of course, has gone on to win a Group 3 race throughout the summer period. Pennsylvania is now rated in the 80s. And if you go back and looked at the 10th horse, Alfredo Arcano, regulars will know that this horse has shipped up here 3 times subsequently and won. So in finishing never near a 7th, only beat the 7 lengths, this Galloping by First Defence clearly run a much better race than the 50-1 odds implied on that occasion. Nicely drawn tonight with Smullen booked as well. That's got to be another positive. Hopefully Mickey Halfen can get Gauguin Barra to something near his best, because if he does, then he's going to go very close in that 6:30.
Race 4.
On to the 7 o'clock then, which again doesn't particularly set the pulses racing with regards obvious form. So therefore, I'm going to keep playing back with a straight bat here with Bring on the Band from the Jura Lion Star. But this filly's had a couple of runs here at Dundalk, and she's run to a fair level as well, particularly that 30 of the day behind John Ox's Knight of Power. They went a good gallop that night, and I thought she kept on quite well in just behind the pace set by the front runners. Now, obviously, she could have one or two horses to contend with here that I don't know much about, such as Zamrud Poor from the Dermot Weld Stable, and of course Downdraft from the all-conquering Joseph O'Brien Stable, a colt there by Camelot. But certainly I think Bring on the Brand sets a fair enough standard to consider him here around about 2-1 this morning, and hopefully with a good clean break and track advantage she can make it third time lucky.
Race 5.
On to the 7:30 then, and probably one of my strongest bets of the night runs here in the shape of Koi Beg, all for you Celtic fans. Come on, you boys in green. Hopefully, we'll be cheering this horse home here tonight, because he run to a very high standard here last time out for the grade in beating the very much in-form Indian Tomahawk quite comfortably, I thought, by a length. Prior to that, he'd got beat by his old adversary the time before, but both of those back-to-back runs suggest this horse is in blinding good nick. And Chrissy Haynes once again regains the ride in the saddle. He usually sort of like comes from off the pace, which I do think those tactics are very much the order of the day at Dundalk here at the moment, given that the track is riding quite slow. And even though he's been heavily backed in the morning prices from odds around about 4-1, 7-2 into 2-1, I still do think he represents the most likely winner here in the 7:30.
Race number 6.
On to the 8 o'clock then, which is probably one of the best races on paper anyway, class-wise. And Clear Skies has been an absolute revelation since going on the all-weather here for Aidan O'Brien. She really is in great nick, and I still think that given the way she's been winning, we haven't really got to the bottom of her yet. So even though the handicapper keeps bumping her up week by week, she keeps answering every call. She run very readily here 2 starts ago when she beat Thunder Speed. Now, I know the winning margin was only half a length, but she had that racing save keeping fully two furlongs out and would basically ease down inside the last 100 yards. And she picked off the front-running carried here last week quite readily as well. Now, the only slight question mark is the mile-and-a-half distance. The only time she's tried a mile-and-a-half, she was quite a disappointment back in October. But like I say, she's definitely gone forward in a rush subsequently. And like I say, she gives herself every chance again in the trip by the fact that she settles nicely. If she is to come unstuck tonight, then maybe Commander 1 could improve the revelation of the race. Now, this horse has improved quite markedly from marks in the low 60s to now the perch of 74. And given that the way he won last time out, you certainly suggest the handicap has got him about right, because his time figure was pretty impressive on the 10th of November when he strung out his field in the closing stages. So he's definitely one to consider. But Clear Skies, it's certainly going to be Clear Skies there tonight, given the forecast at Dundalk. And hopefully Aidan O'Brien's charge can complete the nap hand.
Race 7.
On to the 8:30 then, and quite a wide open race. Now, I've got a bit of a soft spot, albeit foolishly, one could argue, for Nimitz from the Charles O'Brien Stable. This horse is a real smooth traveller. He's obviously a night catcher in his races, and he's suckered me in a few times before now. I thought he was a bit unlucky here the last day. He just got picked off by T.O.'s Music later on, having gone well through the race. Unfortunately, he's going to have to use up a bit of petrol one way or the other from stall 14 tonight, and he's a horse that, like I say, haven't really got that much wriggle room with, to be fair. He needs everything to go absolutely smooth in his race, because if you sort of get him out of his comfort zone, get him off the bridle, and he might not find as much as anticipated. But I've no doubt Nimitz is the best horse in the race, but that draw just puts me off. Therefore, I'm not really left with a lot, really. And the thought process behind Masalai is that he'll improve for the trip, given how strong he was here a couple of weeks ago. He really did power clear to the line that day, and I think connections have suddenly found the penny dropping here, and stepping him up in trip tonight, that might just bring about even more improvement. If it does, then a mark of 63 isn't enough to prevent this horse from running another huge race. Obviously, there are one or two others in with chances, such as Jessamine. I do think she'll go well for the Pat Flynn Stable, and Society Range has got a chance now racing over a more realistic trip. But I'll stick with Masalai, because I do think Nimitz, his main market rival, unfortunately, got a mountain to climb from that stall 14 berth.
Final race.
On to the 9 o'clock then, which is the final race of the night, and hopefully it's going to be last but not least, in the shape of Tropic Thunder from the Inform Anthony McCann stable. Anthony, of course, responsible for the great Shamber Emperor, who runs in Rita Shah's colours. And I do think this horse got every chance of supplying the County Louth handler yet another winner here this evening. Although this horse was afforded a one chance when last seen off the back of a 103-day break, he couldn't have won in any more easier fashion. He was held about the back door from his high draw. He came through the field smoothly in a home straight, and he won going away in the style of a horse who's clearly much better than his current rating. But he does only get a chance to run off a mark £1 higher here tonight, which certainly gives him every chance of going in again. He's got a much better draw this time than he did the last day, so hopefully he'll be ridden a little bit more positively. And his speed figure and indeed his circuit time and closing three furlong sectionals suggest that he's a horse certainly to consider in what, on paper anyway, appears a really bad race. Wait for Dave. I've absolutely given up with him, and I think punters should as well. I mean, he's always in and around the market principles, but he just doesn't want to get the job done. And based on his sectionals and time on the same night that Tropic Thunder won, he's probably got too much to find to consider him that major of a threat. I didn't really see anything else in the race that was in Tropic Thunder's way to prevent him from going in again, and hence the fact I'm making quite a strong nap to conclude the card. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join us again on Sunday when we're going to be taking a look at that star-studded programme at Fairy House, of course, which is sponsored by Bar One Racing. They've got the Royal Bond, the Hatton's Grace and the Drimmore as well, all Grade 1 events. So plenty of action to get stuck into this coming Sunday. Until then, it's a very goodbye for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.